Wolf King by Chris Raitt. Read by Jonathan Keeble. The Blood Well. The Sixth Legion, known as the Space Wolves by those who had come to fear them, and as the Dogs of the Emperor by those fallen into treachery, were in truth no masters of the void. Not like the Khan's wild riders, nor the Lion's tactical magisters, nor, it had to be said, like the analytical Coldbloods of the 20th Legion, who approached the matter of three-dimensional war as they did all else, with precision, forethought, and subtlety. For the warriors of the rout, raised on a world of shifting ice floes, a ship was a tool, a means for staving off the fury of the slate-grey oceans for just long enough to find firm terrain underfoot. They engraved the heads of dragons into their ship's prows and wound runes of warding into their long hulls, but they never loved them. Not like they loved the axes that could be wielded with freedom on the scarce land. They had taken these ancient ways into the sea of stars with them, and their battleships and cruisers and frigates and gunships fulfilled the same purpose, to deliver them to the field of battle with all swiftness, from where their true strengths, the charge, the fury, the application of unfettered aggression, could be applied in the manner that sated their ever-ravening war spirit. So if the tales be told rightly, the wolves had never loved the abyss, and so their great warships had been furnished like the continent-firm halls of ancient kings, burning with braziers and acrid with the stench of hot iron. For the rout, the deep dark was no place to conduct war, for in that place a warrior could not see his enemy. He could not gaze into his eyes as they locked blades, nor feel his fear, nor taste the blood of him on his lips. For such a killer, the vacuum was a mere after-image of hell, a place without true valour, a lacuna in which nothing but intellect governed the prosecution of battle.
"These things must change,"
Bjorn the One-Handed thought as he ran through the narrow corridors of the enemy starship, his new lightning claw crackling with disruptor charge.
"We must become all things to all wars."
His pack ran with him, their shoulders and heads low, panting through bloody vox grills. Godsmote was tight on his shoulder, the Huskarl to his chief. Only four remained of the seven wolves who had boarded the Alpha Legion frigate Iota Malephilus. But still they ground their brutal way towards their target, cutting hard, breaking armour and the bones within it. They had felled the champion, the monster in tactical dreadnought plate that had slaughtered their pack brothers. And since then, Bjorn had led them further up, like a burning brand thrust towards the ship's beating heart. Every sinew flared with hot life. The stink of copper filled his helm's intake. Fast, fast, and faster they went. They ran together, armour clanging against one another in the tight spaces, moving like a single hunter. They were close now. The bridge beckoned less than five levels up. Bjorn could smell the enemy's anxiety ramping up the closer they got. They couldn't deal with this speed, this ferocity, and it made him want to roar with pleasure. After so long cramped up in the coffins of iron, playing the game that they hated against foes they could not see, they were fighting again, just as the fates had built them to.
"The Wolf King will revel in this,"
the One-Handed thought, as the next bulkhead raced towards them, guarded by men who would soon be dead.
"And this will stir his soul. He will growl again like he used to."
He felt his fangs scrape along the inside of his breathy helm, and he wished he could twist the armour off and breathe the toxic air of the dying ship while laughing at its murder. Perhaps Lord Gunn had been right. Perhaps this was the way. Take the battle into the enemy's face, crack his ribs and tear out his throat. The siege could be broken. Bjorn and his pack brothers were like a throwing axe, launched end over end, too fast and too heavy to stop. He could live with the Jarl, who gave him the evil mark whenever he laid amber eyes on him, being right. He could live with anything if it broke the shackles that had gripped them in the Alaxis blood well for so long. He glanced at the chronomark on his helm display. They were well into the second hour of the action, and that made his heart rates surge.
We need to get out of here, thought Bjorn,
crashing into the bulkhead defences and lashing out with the claw that he'd already learned to love so fiercely.
We need to get out!